porque yo nada más estoy esperando que ellos vengan, porque yo no puedo ir.
I'm here just waiting for my kids to visit, she says. I can't go to them.
Earlier, we heard the story of three siblings in Oregon whose mother was deported more than 2 years ago. The Tapia children were left in the care of their undocumented grandmother and still live with her today. Their mother, Liliana Ramos, moved to Tijuana, Mexico, a city she had never lived in and where she knew no one. Jordana Gustafson brings us her story.
Liliana Ramos has a routine that she follows without fail.
Todos los días.
Every day when I first wake up, she says, I thank God for giving me another day. I pray for my children, she says, and I look at the weather. I look at the weather here, and I look at the weather there. When the temperature in Bend, Oregon recently dipped below zero, she sent text messages to each of her children. She told Brian to put on a hat. She says he's 21, but she never stopped being a mom. She told Ashley to take care of herself, but she said she was most worried about her youngest, Carlene. Because you know how kids are, they say, I'll just wear a sweatshirt.
Los niños no tienen frío. Una chamarrita sencillita. No, yo...
Ramos has seen her children just a handful of times since she was deported in September 2011. She knows that parents of college kids may not see their children any more often, but she says for her, it's different.
Porque yo nada más estoy esperando que ellos vengan, porque yo no puedo ir.
I'm here just waiting for my kids to visit, she says. I can't go to them. Ramos was given a deportation order in 2005 after her asylum application was rejected. She ignored the order until immigration agents found her at work in 2011. She had 9 months to leave the country. When she headed south, Ramos says, her sense of loss overwhelmed her.
Me acuerdo que la muchacha manejó todo el tiempo porque, o sea, yo nada más quería dormir.
She says the other driver drove the whole way because she just wanted to sleep. She says there's a sadness when you leave something behind.
Dejar algo atrás.
That sadness is evident even at this joyous-sounding Christmas gathering. Here at the U.S.-Mexico line, families split by deportation press up against either side of the border fence. They sing to each other through the thick iron mesh. Some chat quietly, others cry. Mari Galvan is here today. She's a social worker at a shelter in Tijuana that takes in deported women. She says the majority of the women arrive suffering emotional shock because they've just been separated from their children. They don't know what will happen or when they'll see them again. Galvan says many of the women lose their children to state custody in the U.S. when they're deported. Others find a relative or a friend to care for them.
Son madres que en la noche... No pueden dormir.
These are mothers who can't sleep at night, she says, because they don't know if their relative is treating their kids well or if the friend bathed their kids before putting them to bed. She says they feel totally powerless.
Ellas se sienten totalmente desprotegidas y sienten una impotencia de saber que no pueden regresar a donde están sus hijos.
These are the feelings that enveloped Ramos when she arrived. Ramos says her faith in God has gotten her through, but it's more than that. She laughs often and insists on a bright outlook on life. She's also savvy. She landed an accounting job at a fruit and vegetable distributor, even though she didn't graduate from high school. And she found a small home in a safe neighborhood for half the going rate. Ramos makes it a point to give back. Twice a month, she drives her old Jeep with expired Oregon plates off the main road and into a cement canal near an overpass. On this Sunday morning, two of her kids are visiting from Oregon. They join about a dozen Christian volunteers in feeding hundreds of homeless people who wait patiently in five long lines. Like Ramos, the majority of them were forced to leave the U.S. As volunteers pass out steaming styrofoam cups of pozole, Ramos carries a clipboard and asks questions.
¿Fuiste deportado?
She asks if they've been deported. Do they have children in the U.S. and are they in touch with them? If she has credit on her phone, she may let them use it to call relatives in the U.S. If anyone has plans to cross the border again, Ramos warns them of the danger. She says she tells them to try to make a life here in Tijuana. She tells them she was also deported and that her kids are in the U.S. They're surprised, she says. She thinks it has a particularly strong impact on them because she's a woman and she's alone.
There's my mom's car.
Later that day, Ramos takes her kids, Brian and Carlene, out to eat. Ramos showers them with hugs and kisses when they're here. They walk with their arms around each other. 13-year-old Carlene hangs on her mother's neck. In Oregon, she often seems wiser than her years, but here with her mom in Mexico, she gets to be a kid again. She complains about the food. Ramos isn't sure if she'll ever get a visa to enter the U.S. again. There's talk of all three kids moving to San Ysidro, just on the other side of the border, so they can be close, or of Carlene moving to Tijuana for high school. Every day Ramos is here is a day she doesn't get to see her kids grow up. But these visits, she says, give her strength to go on. For Latino USA, I'm Jordana Gustafson in Tijuana, Mexico.